This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
You see the Jokic, Markieff Morris thing is trying to make a stance in this whole storyline? Somebody wrote in, I think it was the Denver Post, about the whole Jokic, Markieff Morris thing. And I think there's a quote from Butler and everything in there. And that is about the silliest thing in the world. Okay? That has nothing to do with what's going on tonight at all. And I'll tell you now what I told you then. Okay? Markieff Morris deserved what he got. Okay? I'm extremely happy that Markieff Morris lost his season because of that. Okay? He made a dirty play that had nothing to do with basketball. He easily could have injured Jokic for no reason at all. He made a completely irresponsible play. And Jokic retaliated, and I'm glad because I would have done the same thing. You know what I say to Markieff Morris? Too effing bad for you, dude. Okay, you've been kind of a jerk throughout your career. You've been involved in all kinds of things. And you know what happened that night? It's called karma. Okay, that's why you've bounced around the league so much. That's why you've been in so many teams. And if any Heat fan wants to defend Markieff, that is weak. Okay? I defend Jokic in that one, not Markieff. Markieff initiated it. He made the dirty play, and karma set in, and he paid the price. And I'm really happy, extremely happy, that he lost his season and pretty much his career after that, because he's been useless after that. So, to me, the Markieff Morris thing has nothing to do with this. Jokic has nothing to do with this. He did what anybody else should do. Defend themselves after some scumbag pulls a dirty play on the court that could have injured him. And he's the star. Markieff Morris is, you know, scrubs off the bench. Know your place, dude. Don't go out of your way to try to injure a star and hurt the league. Okay? That was not a Heat play. That's not Heat culture. That's not the way they do things in the Heat. They don't prepare you to take dirty shots at players. Pat Riley doesn't teach you to do that. Neither does Spo. Neither do any of their coaches. They teach you to play the game the right way. Hard, but play it the right way. Dirty plays have nothing to do with basketball. And if you want to take a dirty shot, I hope you get crushed like Jokic crushed this guy. Because if you know anything about the Morris boys and their history, they've had plenty of run-ins. And guess what? He ran into the wrong dude. And I'm glad he learned his lesson. Or maybe he didn't. You know what? I don't give a shit. Quite frankly. Markieff Morris doesn't matter in my world. At all. Never has. Never will. So, whoever wants to use that as ammunition or anything like that, that's pure silliness. Okay? And as I told a buddy of mine that brought it up today, that's crap. And I'm not defending that. Nobody should defend that. Markieff Morris got what he deserved.